I mean, the entrance to the works then that we used was in Short Street. There was a double steel gate. There was a gas lamp. Well, it was an ex pot bank, obviously, so the wooden benches were still around the walls. Obviously, they did have a certain amount of light to work by because of the old metal frame windows, which were probably 1950s, I should think, around about that time when they were installed. There was lots of old ware boards still around. You know, they used to carry the boards on the head, you know, but they used to wear a cap with a roll inside it and balance the board on the head with all the ware. Loads of dust still about, obviously. Old moulds, broken moulds everywhere. So we used to get access to these bottle ovens. There was an inspection door on the outside, metal door on one side. So we used to, just for a bit of fun, we used to go in, you know, in the break, and have all the crown, full of pigeons, feral pigeons at the time. I mean, our working environment was a lot different. There was no such thing as health and safety. We never wore any protective, apart from overalls. We never had any hearing assistance, no gloves, no goggles. The ground cuts were, accidents were a regular thing. Every week somebody would be up the north staffs with some accident. But that was only through our own trade, you know, not to do with the pottery industry, obviously. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. When you look back now, you can laugh at it, can't you? But at the time, it was a bit grim, to be honest. I mean, the snow used to come in, blowing through the roof, through the tiled roof. So you'd come in some mornings, the guillotine would be covered in snow. You had to clear all the snow off before you could start roof. That used to rain in constantly. Could never stop it. Yeah, it was just old and it was decrepit, really. There was a rented property. Yeah. It used to belong to Ball and Robinson, the site had, of Stoke.